there's no better feeling than a personal win. And the State Farm Personal Price Plan can help you do just that. Talk to a State Farm agent today to learn how you can bundle and save with the Personal Price Plan. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices are based on rating plans that vary by state. Coverage options are selected by the customer. Availability, amount of discounts and savings, and eligibility vary by state.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to my travel podcast, Life's a Beach. Every week I invite a special guest to take us on a journey together to their favourite holiday destinations and to reveal their top travel tips and tales. They've had more hits than you've had hot dinners. This talented trio are absolute babes and they've got a brand new single, When the Rain Comes, out now. Window blinds down, tray tables up, it's Pop Goddess, it's the Sugar Babe. This is the final boarding call for the Sugar Babes. This is the final boarding call for the Sugar Babes. Final boarding call for the Sugar Babes. Sugar Babes. Final boarding call for the Sugar Babes. Sugar Babes. Sugar Babes. Sugar Babes. Thank you. Thank you for flying Alan Air.
Oh, we're very excited.
Yeah. What kind of travellers are you? Do you like travelling?
Yeah, I mean, I love to get, I hate flying, but I love
you hate flying.
Yeah, if I could click my fingers, I'd be everywhere.
Yeah,
we see, unfortunately.
Yeah, sometimes we have to sedate her slightly, hold her hand. No, we do.
Yeah, lots of alcohol. And a few
you had a really good flight home from Australia, didn't you?
It was actually the best with the worst flight, actually, I heard, but I was sleeping.
So we got on the second leg from Singapore. We were struck by lightning. It was the middle of the monsoon.
Yeah.
But Mutia declared it was the best flight she'd ever had because she was fast asleep.
You slept through it.
I slept through it. And I heard that the whole plane was shaking, the lights were flashing off and on.
Yeah.
And then when I woke up, I was like, I saw Siobhan walking past me and I was like, oh my God, we're in the air already. And I didn't realise it.
It's like, we're landing soon. Those tablets were good, weren't they?
They were amazing.
Because lightning's not your friend. You had no electricity last night.
No, my electricity turned off. I had no phone service. Yeah, no phone service for about 45 minutes. I thought there was like something weird going on. I was panicking.
Do you want to use my shower? Use my toilet?
No,
have a microwave on?
I was able to wash nicely this morning. Thank you. I smell clean.
Because you smell gorgeous.
Thank you.
That because there was a fireball near you. Was that near you in Oxford? Near Oxford, a fireball.
Yeah, when it wasn't near me, but I just read
it on the news
this morning. Yeah, hit a gas something or other.
Was that what it was?
Yeah,
so.
On Twitter they're saying it was Putin, but it was the lightning, weren't it?
It was just the lightning.
People love to exaggerate.
Mitchie loves a conspiracy theory.
Mitchie
was like, it was.
Yeah,
him.
No, I thought it was. Came from space and just that's what I thought.
Now, Mutia, listen, I read in the paper you went to Disneyland with how many people? 20 people?
22 people.
22.
Yeah.
Are you insane?
I am. to be honest, I didn't realise it was going to be so much hard work. Because I just thought, you know, obviously there was enough adults and, you know, to look after the kids. But the kids asked for so much food and drink. That was expensive.
Yeah.
And then the travelling itself, like trying to make sure that no one got lost was even worse.
You're a master in logistics.
Yeah. So the next day, after 2 days in Disney, we decided to go to Paris. And then we were so tired, all our ankles were hurting, our feet were swollen. So we jumped on a tour bus.
Yeah. Oh, that's easy. Just sit on there, don't you?
And when
you're
hungover, five times.
When you're hungover, it's nice just to sit on there, let them do the talking.
Yeah, and the weather was good.
Yeah, and you can say you've seen everything because they've just driven past.
Yeah,
it.
About five times.
And Siobhan, where did you go on holiday as a kid?
As a kid, we either went to Northern Ireland to see my family, or we went to Florida where my nan had a place. So. They were obviously polar opposites.
Yeah, yeah.
So my nan, I mean, I didn't realise when I was little how amazing it was, but she had a condo on a private beach.
Oh!
And,
hello.
I know. And I didn't realise that that wasn't the normal holidays that all my friends were taking. But my mum worked for BA for 30 years. So we all used to fly for free. You used to pay, I think, taxes.
Yeah,
so I think as kids, we were like 20 quid return. Mm-hmm. And mum and dad were £60 return. And then we'd get there and we'd have somewhere free to stay. So that was how we were able to do these like amazing holidays as kids. Oh, yeah, she sold it now. I'm absolutely gutted.
Me too.
Yeah, I know. I didn't get it to go. Honestly, it was just it was epic.
Oh, that's amazing.
The sunset, like the balcony that went all the way round.
Yeah.
The storms that used to get there were incredible. Always these like twisters on the water.
Yeah.
We used to just sit out there and watch it. I know, yeah, you'd hate it, but I loved it.
Now she don't want to go, do you?
No, it's a nightmare.
And we were spoiled. We were spoiled. God. You know, you'd swim in the shallows and the, like dolphins and manatees would come and swim with you.
Oh,
I know, I'm sorry.
You were spoiled.
I know.
You were spoiled.
I know.
That's amazing.
I know. Pizza on the beach at Christmas.
She was like, I had no idea it was any different from anyone else's.
No, I didn't. I really didn't. And then we'd go like five times a year to Northern Ireland. That was our other holiday, seeing family.
Just as spectacular,
yeah,
I bet.
Just to keep our feet on the ground, you know.
in the farms with the animals?
No, they're more townies.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
Yeah. Where did you go? When you were a kid on holiday?
Philippines.
Oh,
yeah.
I want to go there. Is it nice?
It's beautiful. Yeah, there's so much to do over there in so many places, like so much islands.
Yeah.
But there or islands, a bit of Spain sometimes.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, there was a lot of you.
There was a lot of us, yeah. So we'd have to do like half this section and half that section.
Couple of cars.
How many in your family?
Well, at this precise moment.
No.
When you were a kid.
Eight of us. Yeah,
that's
eight of us.
That's expensive going to the Philippines, isn't it?
Yeah, no.
Ten on the road.
Yeah, just literally. That's why I'm like, Christmas times, if I can get away, then I will. Because it's like there's like 20 nieces and nephews right now.
Oh.
So I'm like.
And they all want presents, don't they?
They all do. But we're actually trying to plan.
And you're a pop star. They want good presents.
Oh, they don't do key rings. I'm telling you that.
No. Here, have a key ring. No.
Well, your daughter's the worst.
Oh, my God.
My daughter's
the worst.
Taste.
Anything that Siobhan's like, especially there's these trainers that Siobhan kept wearing. And she was like, no, Mum, I really want them. And I said, what do you want them for? Because I want to wear them for the O2 show. I'm like, you're not even performing. She was like, but I want to wear them for my outfit.
And sure enough, like, didn't we turn up? And you'd bought them for
her.
I did. So you're a soft touch.
She broke her toe in Ainapa, so she hasn't been able to work.
Oh.
So I was like, okay, but yeah, she's going to pay me back then.
Yeah.
She will.
She's not. Oh,
well, you ain't getting that money back.
No, I know. I'm just lying to myself right now.
Keep dreaming.
Yeah, yeah.
Did you ever have any holiday romances? When you're away, you know, when you're like young,
plural,
gig,
wasn't it?
No, was there like a waiter in Castle, like someone in the Philippines who you still think about? Maybe had a little kiss on the beach.
I had a lovely holiday romance once.
Where, in Northern Ireland or Florida?
In Thailand.
Isn't that the one you're still with now? No, or no?
No. No, that is not my husband.
I don't want to wreck any marriages here.
No.
He's here tonight. Come on down.
That's your husband. No. Although my husband was a holiday That's romance. Our fault. I met him in India.
Which I'm not get about, love.
I know. I wish I did a bit more, to be honest, because I didn't.
Wow.
And I've been with my husband for 15 years.
Oh, you met him in India? Where?
Yeah, Palalem in Goa. It's West London on tour, isn't it? It really is. Because I ran into Pam, who was the PA for Tracy Bennett at London Records, which was our first record label back in the day that our first album came out on. And I hadn't seen her in years. And I'm walking along the beach and I'm like, oh my God, Pam. So we arranged to go out for a drink, met in a bar called Cuba, and Chris was there.
Oh, yeah,
so I met Chris.
That's so nice.
So really, it was thanks to the Should Waves that I met my husband.
There you go.
Oh,
yeah.
Beautiful.
I'll take that.
There you go.
So tell us then, right?
Hang on a minute, don't move on. What's your holiday?
Yeah, what about your holiday?
Do you know what? Do you know what?
Every time I've gone to Ibiza, I always seem to fall in love with someone. I don't know if it's because the sun and everyone just has no sleep.
Yeah, everyone
looks good.
Yeah, you know, I put photos up of me. I mean, I hate the way I look, but honestly, when I'm abroad. It's true.
I know.
Honestly, I look fit. I fancy myself.
No, I totally get that. I feel the same way.
So you always fall in love in Ibiza?
Do you not always, actually, if I say that, everyone's going to be like, don't ever go to Ibiza again. No, do you know what it is? I think it's because the sun, like, when I'm there, it's, you know, it's just fun times, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, love. Yeah. Of course. Have you ever had a pillow menu in a hotel?
Yes.
Have you? No.
I think you probably just didn't know you did.
Most probably have, yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever had your own butler?
No.
Private pool, your own pool?
Yes.
That's good, yeah.
No.
But when you're touring together, do you get...
Are we talking about together or separate?
Actually, now that you mention it, when we got given our rooms the other day, you had the presidential suite.
I really did.
What's going on here?
And when I walked in, there was like loads of drinks and everything inside. I thought I was getting special treatment, but I wasn't. Actually, that was our room.
That was the glam room.
It was the glam room. I walked in, I was like, ooh, what's this? No, and it really wasn't.
It was nice. No, I've never had a private pool. I don't think.
Oh.
Sorry.
We had all those holidays in Florida, so you're spoiled.
We had a private beach instead.
Yeah, exactly.
No, but where's been the place where you've gone, wow, I feel like a superstar here? You know, sometimes you go to Dubai or so. I mean, when I went to Bali, it was like a big treat. I did have like a little butler.
Oh, nice.
Amazing.
Come and get me whatever you wanted. It's nice. You know what I mean?
Stop raising your eyebrows like that.
No, well, we didn't have sex with him.
It sounds more exciting.
He was a prostitute. I say butler, he was a prostitute. No. No, he was a butler. This is how rumours start.
That's so funny.
I went to the Maldives for my honeymoon because I was like, if I don't go for my honeymoon, I don't know when we'll be able to justify it.
Yeah.
And that was amazing. That was like the Six Senses.
Yeah.
The moon. Which was just, it was amazing.
You've got to do something.
I did fall off a bike and nearly break my kneecap.
Oh, shit.
I couldn't walk for a few days, but other than that, it was wonderful.
Oh, lovely. Have you ever had a real nightmare on holiday? Oh my God, look at the dog just sitting there like
hello.
That. Listeners to the podcast will know about Buddy, the Brummy dog, that because he's Brummy, you see.
Oh, is he Brummy?
Yes, I have to go, Buddy. When I say Buddy in my normal voice, you don't look, Buddy. Buddy.
No.
His head's turned around like The Exorcist. Buddy.
He's getting cross.
Well, I'm getting cross. He's normally over me. Look at him, Siobhan. He loves you.
He loves me. They do. The pooches do like me. Yeah, he knows I'd like a doggy.
Oh!
I think that's
Keisha.
Delivery.
Keisha. Keisha's here.
At the door.
She's always late.
Is she?
Always.
We've got 2/3 of the Sugar Babes here. The third. But people think this is a plane. How are we going to... Keisha, love, we're on a plane. You've just come in by parachute.
I have, and I'm so sorry.
Don't be silly. Please.
Hang on here, I'll
move up. Come here. Whoa. Hello, gorgeous.
How are you?
Gorgeous.
How's it going? Hi,
Cassie.
How are you?
Oh,
hi. I love animals, by the way. This is a great start.
Oh, that is great. I mean, Buddy loves the Woody. Sugar Babes.
He does.
He does.
So tell us about your holiday. Where did you go on holiday as a kid? Do you want a water or an orange juice or a cup of tea?
I'm okay, actually.
Are you sure?
I'd go on than a water.
Still or sparkling?
Still, please.
It's good here on Allen Air, isn't it?
Where'd I go? So, of course, the Butlins.
Butlins.
We definitely did Butlins. And we went to Spain.
Oh.
And that's when we were really, like, you know... very posh. And that was really nice. And then I kind of just feel like after that, like I was in the studio with the girls. And so, like, so the holidays then. So from there.
Your holidays got cancelled then.
Actually, so my mum wanted me and my brother to kind of socialise with different races, just like families. And there was a programme in the 90s and it was like a, put it together for people who were from like the working class families so that their children would be able to leave their homes, go meet and stay with other families for the summer holidays while their parents work.
That's nice.
Yeah. And so my mum was like working double jobs and I was attached to her hip. And she was like, listen, your brother goes every year. And my mum would hide me under her desk at work. And she just had enough. And she was like, that's it. You need to go mix with other people. So she sent me there and that was amazing. It's given me the best memories. I went to, I think like Leicester and stayed with these amazing families who were like, the kids were really privileged and stuff, and that was a new experience for me, but loved it.
We've never ever had anyone on who said they've gone to holiday to Leicester.
Yeah.
That's amazing. Well done,
at
you.
At the time it was.
Yeah.
And it was, I mean, it was a mansion, you know.
What a lovely thing to do. And I bet you were nervous before you went there as well.
Oh, yeah. Cried my eyes out. Aww. And then when I got there, I was able to, because by the way, me and my brother were split up, so he went to like somewhere completely different in England, and I had to just, but there were other kids there as well, so you'd stay with families who had kids who you know, so I've got all of my home videos, like childhood videos from basically that
I wonder
time.
If people still do that.
They don't,
because when I did gymnastics, I had a pen pal in Namibia. And I remember her coming to stay with me. I was waiting to go and stay in Namibia, but that never happened.
Oh no!
But how amazing that she came over and stayed with me.
I wish she would still do it now, actually.
I'd love to go to a big old mansion.
Yeah.
Can you do it for people my age?
I'll take me with you. Take me with you.
Where's Alan? Is it a mansion in Leicester with a family? Please adopt me.
Oh my gosh.
So they never asked you back to Namibia?
I don't think it was that they didn't ask me back. I mean, we probably couldn't afford the flight fare.
Yeah,
if I was
it's
going
expensive,
on my own or,
love.
Yeah, I don't know.
It was Florida.
It never came up.
But we were lovely.
She taught me a song on the keyboard, and it was the first time I'd kind of done any music stuff.
Oh.
Yeah.
That was the start of Siobhan.
There you go.
Shopping for skincare is frustrating. Buy it, try it, toss it, repeat. Curology is here to help. Curology pairs you with your own licensed dermatology provider who assesses your skin and prescribes you a custom formula to tackle acne, dark spots, or even fine lines. No guesswork, just a formula made to work for you. Get your consultation today at Curology.com/Spotify. Curology, skincare with a face. Subject to consultation, subscription required, cancel anytime.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit PlushCare.com/weightloss. That's PlushCare.com/weightloss. PlushCare.com/weightloss.
Now, listen, have you been anywhere in the world that was a bit of a disappointment? Now, we're not shagging. We're not shagging countries. We're not slagging countries off. You know, Frankie Bridge was on this show and she went to Zante and she got tummy troubles on the plane. A friend got glassed and she got eaten by a tortoise.
Oh, nice.
So I'm thinking that kind of...
That kind of
Thing. Have you ever had any holiday disasters? Have you lost your luggage?
No.
We had Tom Jones on here and he nearly drowned.
Oh, gosh.
Whoa. Yeah, I'm getting really dark and depressed. Anything like that? Have you ever lost your luggage? No?
No, all of my stories are like funny, but could be scary.
Yeah.
But funny. Maybe it's
oh, no, we don't really depressing stories. This is an upbeat podcast.
Yeah, I mean, so, I mean, I don't know if this counts, but I loved Atlanta, so I'll start with that. So I went there, and we had this rule. So me and my friends went, and obviously I knew that if we're going to meet guys in the mall, you don't tell them your hotel. I mean, who's seen the movie Taken?
Yeah, oh, of course. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Right. So you don't give people the hotel, and definitely not the hotel room number. Oh. And one of my friends gave her hotel room number to this guy, and I think it was her first time in America, and she was just like, I want to meet like a, you know, like a gangster, in the, whatever it was. So she was doing that to every single person that she met. Exactly.
Oh, no.
And so one day, she decides that she was going to go and meet one of a guy that she had met, not the one in the, from the mall, by the way. So she goes, leaves us, and then we don't hear from her for 12 hours, and her phone's off. So we were obviously really scared, and then we heard a knock at the door, and it was the one from the mall.
Oh, no.
So he came in. This is really deep, by the way. You can cut it out. He came in and was really angry because he was like, why would she not be here? And I'm in the room because we shared a room with her. And I was like, well, she's not here. And he was like, well, I'm going to wait here until she gets back. And he took out a gun.
No.
A loaded gun.
Oh, God.
He took out a loaded gun. And then because I...
I'm waiting for her to come back.
Because I'm trying to say this is it, but it's not funny, but it's fine. But because I had experience when I was younger of basically being taken... I instantly went into kind of like a defensive sort
of
like
course.
So I started bursting into tears, and he was like, oh, you're scared? And I thought, oh, I'm not going to show you that I'm scared. So I made up this whole elaborate story that my boyfriend had dumped me and that we were together and he left me for another woman, and all the dramatics came on, which was quite easy
proper
for me
Jeremy
to do at the
Kyle
time. Yeah. And then he felt bad for me, and he was like, oh my god, it's really bad, you've been going through this. And he was like, listen, I can see my gun's quite intimidating, just so you know.
No,
I carry
shit.
It everywhere.
No.
He broke the gun apart and then basically just to make me feel better, and put the bullets on the other side of the room.
Yeah.
And we sat there and we watched a movie. She never came home, by the way. She left.
But she got back.
He ended up leaving, but by the time she came back, which is the next day at midday, by the way, she had to face an angry mob of girls who were like worried about her, obviously.
Of course.
But can I just say, it was one of the best holidays I've ever had.
Besides from that,
it was the best holiday, the best memories. I've got it all on camera as well. Just like, just crazy things happened, but it was incredible.
You should make a movie out of that.
I think they already did.
That is an insane story.
Yeah.
Firearms are not only tolerated on Allen Air, they are encouraged, but please make sure that your bazookas, rifles, stun guns are placed in the hold above. If you are going to shoot anyone, please apply a silencer so as not to disturb our first class passengers. Thank you.
What are your, when you go abroad, what are your pet hates? For me, when they give me a smelly room, hate a smelly room, hate a hotel room by the lifts, hate that, do that. What are yours?
Yeah, I don't want to smell anything. To be honest, not even like a room fragrance.
No.
I just want it just to smell fresh and clean.
Yeah.
My pet peeve is when you don't have a proper opening window or door fresh air.
That's disgusting.
Because we hate air conditioning because of what, you know, like affects your voice. So
I've been in a hotel room and I've had ants in the bed. And
when
I complained to the woman, I could see she wrote ants in his pants in the thing. And I was like, no, love, no, you're not taking this. Yeah, you need to like put something a bit more. Ants in pants. It was a bit of a shit hotel, to be honest.
A gown and slippers.
I know.
Oh, yeah, you've got to have that.
You know, because they don't always put it in
there.
They don't. And I think, what am I going to do in the evening?
Yeah.
It's very chilly. like the reception, can I, well, sorry, you don't have him. Like, well, then can I borrow yours? Because I know you've got one at home. So at this point.
You're such a diva. I love it. Give me your dressing gown.
You don't ask for much. Yeah.
So which one of you three complains? Do you complain?
About the hotel?
Yeah, would you complain? Say you've had, like, room service is a bit rubbish or your room's already... Who complains? Or are you all like little pussycats?
I think I only complain really more when the heating's not working. I love a hot room.
Well, you've been struck by lightning so many times. She was struck by lightning last night, not physically.
Not physically, but my house...
Oh, my God.
I had no electricity for ages.
Oh, yeah, you were
And my phone reception went for, like, 45 minutes to an hour.
So I was like panicking, trying to call people.
I would have said for the both of you two, I think Siobhan with the bath, your room has to.
Oh, I love a bath, yeah.
But I never complain. I just complain. It's your complain internally to our team.
So she complains, but not to them. Not on the phone.
No,
we're not complainers.
No, not really.
It makes us feel uncomfortable.
We go on like TripAdvisor and put one star.
Oh no! No.
Oh no! Hate those people that are like one star.
I think I've possibly done it once.
Do you know what I mean? Like people give a restaurant one star because they couldn't get a table, so they couldn't tell you if it was good or bad because they couldn't eat. I'm like, oh my god.
I know. Get a life. Get a life. The word, I stayed in a hotel once. I was so desperate to stay and I just couldn't want to drive. One star, and guess what? One star, looked on TripAdvisor. One star, and guess what? In bold, rats.
No.
No.
Rats in bold. Rats. And then I went, ugh, and then I read it, and then he could hear, this is disgusting, he could hear a rat scraping behind his headboard.
Stop it.
What? I had the worst sleep ever. I know. Pet peeve, a rat, more than a peeve,
more
love.
Than a peeve.
That's absolutely disgusting.
Agree. Agree. Like,
that's horrible.
No, totally.
Right, let's talk about the new single, yes. When the Rain Comes. Amazing. Do you feel pressure? Because your songs are always so catchy, do you feel there is pressure to write these catchy songs?
We put a lot of pressure on ourselves, I think, to make sure every time we're in the studio that we do the absolute best we can.
Yeah.
But I think that we only want like us to love it. And I think if you love it yourself, you can always stand by it. I've always felt like that.
Yeah.
We knew the minute we heard the demo back, we said we should release it. It all happened very quickly.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah.
Because it was away from a major label, so we were just like, no one's going to make this decision for us. It could just sit on the shelf or leak like the last album, which is just devastating.
That's awful when that happens.
It's terrible.
How can they leak? Who gets hold of it? How do they get it? Is it all these tech...
Insiders.
Disgruntled people.
Horrible
so
people.
So annoying.
I know. Oh. And so we just thought, well, how do we stop that happening? And if we love it, let's just put it out.
Yeah.
You know, make that cycle just a little bit shorter, you know. Yeah. Get on with it.
So the new album's out next year.
I would say so, yeah.
Yeah. Are you going to protect it from getting leaked? What do you do?
Of course.
I don't know. I think you just get on with it.
We don't even have the songs now.
Yeah.
Like, honestly, no one's allowed to have them.
No.
But also, I think if they sat there for a long time, there's more risk of it happening.
I feel like
you need to, like, get the music out there.
Yeah. And are you still working on the album? Is it written? What's happening?
Yeah, we're still in writing sessions and we're, you know, I think definitely we've got an idea of the direction that we want to go into more than anything, just kind of like what we want to say.
Yeah.
I think When the Rain Comes for us was, like, it was important for us to kind of give a thank you to our friends and family and fans who have kind of been there through our whole journey personally and obviously publicly and stuff. So, yeah, I think we've got a lot to say.
Yeah, it's a lovely song of a message. It's like, thanks for standing by me and by us all and everything and how much you appreciate. It's really sweet. It's great. And catchy as well.
Thank you.
Can you give me any exclusive about this album? Do you know the name of it yet?
No,
that'll be lastminute.com.
What about Lightning Strikes Thrice? Why don't you write a song about all the times lightning? About lightning, it struck the plane and she had a great sleep.
Oh, yeah, she was on the plane too. She was on there too, but they both didn't want to tell me, so it was very much
I didn't notice. I was engrossed in the food and the, I knew that it happened because obviously the pilot had announced it, but...
Well, you love to stay up on a flight.
Oh, I love to stay up on a flight.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Oh, why miss a minute? Why just watch five movies back to back?
And I ring that buzzer and I speak to my make friends and I love it.
Absolutely
I really
not.
Do. I do.
I remember that when we went to LA, like literally turn around for 5 seconds and I think you were up there first with the crew having a little natter.
We were up front. Someone DM'd me a couple of days ago and was like, I remember you from quite a few planes. We had a good old night, and I'm just like, oh, there we go. So, yeah, I love it.
Why is it that with sparkling water, I'm always playing guessing games with what flavor I'm drinking? Is it citrus? Is it aluminum can flavored? Not sure. Sparkling ice, though, they really mean flavor. Like in-your-face flavor. Orange mango, black raspberry. Don't even get me started on the strawberry lemonade. Kiwi strawberry slid right into my taste buds' DMs last night and let them know who's boss. No subtleties there and no sugar either. But it does have vitamins and antioxidants. Find sparkling ice at a major grocery store or club retailer near you. Sparkling ice. Anything but subtle.
This episode is brought to you by Atlassian. Atlassian software like Jira, Confluence, and Loom help power the collaboration needed for teams to accomplish what would otherwise be impossible alone. Because individually we're great, but together we're so much better. That's why millions of teams around the world, including 75% of the Fortune 500, trust Atlassian software for everything from space exploration and green energy to delivering pizzas and podcasts. Whether you're a team of 2, 200, or 2 million, Atlassian software is built to keep you connected and moving together as one.
The Hargan women seemed to have it all.
We were blessed. My mom was amazing.
But detectives would soon discover...
Inside the house, there were the bodies of two women.
A story of betrayal you would struggle to believe if it wasn't true.
I am just praying to God. This is a sick joke.
From 48 Hours, this is Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings. Listen to Blood is Thicker, the Hargan family killings, starting May 8th, wherever you get your podcasts.
Who's the most adventurous at trying foreign foods and stuff? Will you go a bit rogue? I mean, we've had people on here who've eaten crocodile, crickets. We had monkey brain.
I mean, I love eating. I'll try literally everything, yeah. But I don't know about monkey brain.
I don't fancy
monkey. I do.
We had duck brain.
Lamb's brains.
Lamb's brains?
Yeah, in Marrakesh.
Well, what are they like? Was it like chicken? Everyone says chicken.
It was like a mousse, like a pate. I wouldn't want to have it again.
That there already says no.
I was shooting a music video there, and the director was adamant that we would all try it, and that was it. Our crew was newly pregnant, and she was just like really didn't want to. And the woman was like, just try it already. Like, what's wrong with you? Be adventurous. And she just didn't want to tell everyone that actually she's been like vomiting 12 times a day because she's 6 weeks pregnant.
We did all try it
under duress.
What's Filipino food like? Is it nice?
Yeah, it's
I'm
lovely.
Desperate to
we,
go
we
there.
Don't eat we don't eat anything crazy. I mean, we have a thing called balut, which is it's an egg that's basically deformed.
Oh, what?
So you basically eat it.
Deformed. So you don't want to talk about
what do you like deformed egg on toast?
So basically it's kind of like it's a heart. It's kind of
what's happened to the
egg? So basically,
why is it deformed? Is it ugly?
Is it
deformed?
No, it's basically like if you open it up, you can still see the insides of the baby.
Like a fermented egg.
It's fermented basically. I say deformed because it's basically that.
Yeah, but
what does it taste like?
I've never tried it because I won't eat it. But you're meant to like swallow it back with a beer. But that's the only thing we have.
Wait, no, what's the dish that I really want to try? It's not adobe.
Adobo. Adobo is beautiful. I can say, like, they're like our traditional dishes. But it's like really healthy food.
Yeah.
Really, really good food. But besides from that, that's the only thing.
Yeah, I think deformed egg. Can I have the deformed egg?
Do you know what, though? To be honest, I've always pushed everyone to eat it, but I've never eaten it myself.
Oh, that's nice, isn't it?
Yeah, I won't do it.
And then people thought, oh, I should be cultured to try this gorgeous deformed egg.
Hello, sir. Would you like a fry-up? How would you like your eggs? Deformed. Coming up.
Have you ever been on holiday and there's been another celebrity in the hotel or on your flight? I mean, we've had everyone. We've had Madonna, didn't we? Have Jeremy Kyle. Someone's on Jeremy Kyle.
Jeremy Kyle, okay.
Yeah, Jay McDonald, 50 Cent, Jennifer Aniston. Yeah,
so it has been.
I remember having Beyonce. Like, she was sitting in the seat in front. In fact, you'll remember. Do you not remember this?
Was that
I don't know what. Yes.
Okay.
Was on a plane. She's asleep. You slept through lightning and Beyonce. I need your sleeping pills because they are strong.
I will never forget this. This was like, I want to say like 2003 or something. And I remember she had her hair in a high pony. And I remember we were just
literally, she was in the seat in front.
Yeah.
And yeah, it was really exciting. Oh my but God. Again, back then, even though Beyonce was a star, it wasn't like on Michael Jackson status like today.
Yeah, so it's yeah.
Like, you know. Oh, I should have taken a piece of hair or something as memorabilia. Yeah, exactly.
Well, you can't beat Beyonce. I mean, that is pretty amazing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Wow. And what are you like for when you do go abroad and everything? Are you good for taking your Mozzie guard and all that, or are you, do you take your chances?
I don't know what Mozzie guard is, but I guarantee she has it.
Yeah, oh, it's the mosquito because I get bitten.
Is that the
I'm always very organised. I've got my Mary Poppins bag. I always, when we're away on tour, I make sure I have that. When I, like, if I leave my kids at home, I then take these two on as my children.
She does
and make sure I have everything they need with me. I don't know. I just enjoy it.
What did you take to Disneyland with you? Were 22? I mean, that must
22 be, kids.
22 kids. You must.
It was a lot.
You must have been like Paris Hilton. Have you seen that Paris Hilton where she turns up with all those bags at Heathrow?
Well, that would be me turning up with the kids. Yeah. It was a lot. I mean,
yeah.
I like to pack less and shop when I'm there.
You're like me. Yeah. Half a suitcase.
I do because it's all fine and dandy until you get home and then you have to unpack everything and what.
That's
like,
very
like,
true.
That is like my worst nightmare, having to come back and like do like labour. honestly.
I know I haven't unpacked from the
No, I've still got loads to do at home. I've still got like three suitcases full of clothes.
You're so busy, aren't you? You're so busy. No, you are. I don't know where you do. You're so busy.
We
it's good though, isn't it?
No, the last 6 months have been pretty intense.
And Glastonbury was amazing and everything. Yeah. Oh, wow. You said it was like an out of body experience, didn't you? Was it surreal?
It was. I mean, you were like partially, temporarily deaf.
Yeah, and I thought I was going to collapse.
So you were part, what?
Yeah, I couldn't hear. My ears was like ringing and then I felt like I was going to collapse at the same time.
They had to try, because it was so busy outside of the tent, they were trying to project the sound much further, which meant for us on stage, it was just...
Can I just say as well, this is the dog snoring, not me during that anecdote. I am intrigued about it. People listening think that was falling asleep. It is Buddy the dog.
So cute.
It's lovely.
Now we're about to start our descent into, where should we stay? Philippines. Should we say Philippines?
Yeah, Philippines. Let's go.
I've got some deformed eggs on the go, which I can't wait to start into. You're 100 years old. Where do you want to be in the world?
That's
a deep question.
That is a really deep question.
Thank you.
I feel home anywhere. But I will say, even here, I stay a bit
longer. Oh, I'll get the spare room
honestly,
sorted out.
Honestly, this chair is very comfortable. I would say somewhere hot and exotic, 100%. Because and somewhere that doesn't, in a place that doesn't have like two floors to walk up and down, just like, you know, one floor.
A bungalow.
This is your captain speaking. We are on our final approach to our destination. Cabin crew, get ready for landing. Cabin crew, get ready for landing.
Just time for a quick fire round. Mojito or mint tea?
Mojito.
Mint tea. Both?
No, you can only pick one.
Okay. The Libra's kicking in, isn't she? I'll say mojito then.
That's fine.
Yeah.
Amazon Prime or Amazon Hike?
Amazon Prime.
Amazon Hike. What's the difference?
Well, would you rather sit in your hotel room and watch something on Amazon or go for a nice... Oh, my God, what's that?
That's me and it's rude, isn't it?
Don't be silly. Don't be silly.
You turn up
the
late.
Plane's landing.
You don't put your phone on silent.
Well, it is, but it's an alarm to remind me to take a...
A deformed egg.
Yeah.
She's always got one with her.
I would say Amazon Prime.
Prime, okay. Alcar or Algarve? Would you rather go on holiday with me or go to Portugal?
Holiday with you.
Thank you, girls. And last but not least, tip 'em or fuck 'em. Are you good tippers or do you go, I'm never seeing you again? Ha ha, you're not getting my money.
I'm a tip person.
I'm a fuck 'em. In the nicest way.
But the funny thing is, you can do that in England, but in America, they will chase you down the street.
That man will turn up with a gun.
Yeah. Then I'll be very scared.
Yeah.
Yeah. And but also tip them cash because a lot of places aren't giving.
Yeah.
I hate that. Tipped. I hate that when they don't.
Yeah.
I don't mind tipping it as long as it's not forced.
Yeah. Yeah.
If I want to give it to you, then that's fine.
That's it. And I don't like those passive aggressive smiles they put on the receipt. Like, you haven't even smiled for the last hour. Why are you putting it on the receipt?
Yeah, exactly.
Basically.
Thank you so much, ladies.
Thank you.
Thank you for flying Alan Air. Thank you, ladies. That was so much fun. And When the Rain Comes is out now, and there'll be more music coming next year. So keep those ears peeled. Thanks so much for listening, guys. Remember, live for me.
Cut it in, please. It's me, Michael McIntyre.
Hello.
I'm back. Look at me now. With my brand new tour, Magnificence.
Yeehaw!
This is the guy!
Where am I going?
Coming to a place near you.
When he marks, get set to go!
And many other places nowhere near you.
Come on, darling, let's go. For the last time, my name is Akinkaka.
Go to michaelmcintyre.co.uk for tickets.